All right, everyone, welcome back to the Stack the Pads podcast, your source for RMU men's and women's hockey coverage. Today we have a very special and timely guest as we welcome in a senior for RMU women's hockey. She's coming off of a weekend that I'm sure she'll never forget, her first career start and her first career shutout, followed by her second career start and her second career shutout. 36 saves in total on the weekend. Please welcome in number 30, Molly Sindwald.
Thank you for having me on here, Owen.
Yep, no problem. Real quick, we'll go over the game recaps in terms of, you know, what actually happened and the logistics and the statistics of the games before we get to you and jump into your career. Men's hockey this week loses on the road to RIT. They'll play Mercyhurst this Thursday at 5:05, and then they'll set up for the AHA playoffs. And then, of course, you guys devoured Sacred Heart this weekend with a 9-0 total weekend series, you know, combined score. 1-0 in the first game and 8-0 in the second game. Before we get to, you know, your individual performance in that, just these two wins, you know, getting towards the second half of the regular season and marching in towards the playoffs, how big were they in terms of, you know, a confidence boost for you guys?
I think it was important, especially it was really nice. The second game we kind of got to unleash a little bit with some goals on the scoreboard. And I think it really helped some of the other girls that maybe haven't scored in a while or might have had been in a little bit of a rut for a bit, just to kind of gain some confidence and confidence within the girls. I know it's been kind of a long stretch in the month of February with a lot of games. So I think it was a good win for both games this weekend, but especially ending the weekend with a big, big deficit between the two teams with a lot of goals. Absolutely. So that was great.
Yeah, and in the first game, it was 1-0, but that didn't really tell the story of the game. You guys took 73 shots on net, and Frankie Sanchez for Sacred Heart, I mean, you know, she stood on her head as much as she could. What was it like to watch that from the other end? Obviously, you didn't face 73 shots, but still, obviously, I mean, you're very happy with your team's performance, both offensively and defensively, I'm sure of.
Well, it reminded me a lot of back, I don't remember what year it was when we played RPI, but a couple years ago we played RPI and the same exact thing happened. We ended up having, I think it was probably close to 70 shots on goal against that goalie as well. And same situation happened. I'm pretty sure we won 1-0. I don't remember the score, but I'm pretty sure it was 1-0. So I was actually having flashbacks exactly to that game. And it can be frustrating at times, I know, as a player for them, especially when they're not scoring. And I mean, it was awesome. I was even like tapped my stick a couple of times just seeing, you know, being a goalie, I understand like it can be a lot to have that many shots on goals. So I was happy for Frankie, but I know the girls were getting frustrated at some points. And I think that also is a good like learning opportunity, especially, you know, in case things aren't going our way or we're getting shut down by another good goalie. Especially leading into playoffs. So definitely was a good like learning experience and having the girls practice how to finish in front of the net and put some pucks in, which we did on Sunday. But yeah, it reminded me a lot of that other game or we've had a couple years ago against RPI, and it felt really special to be a part of this win this weekend.
Yeah. Was there any sort of like, you know, panic start to sink in the final couple minutes of the game, given the fact that it was still a one goal game after you guys scored very early in this one? I mean, obviously for you being in net, you obviously mm-hmm. don't let in a goal anytime, but still, and you know, forcing an overtime in that game would have just been hectic, I'm sure of, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was pretty confident myself once we kind of got to the end of the game, and the girls did a pretty good job not letting too many shots in that third period on me, which helped. But, you know, you just got to focus on, you know, you can't focus on the rest of the game, like starting the third period, focusing about the last 2 minutes of the game. You got to focus on the next two. So whether it's, you know, you got 14 minutes left, it's like, all right, let's shut them down mm-hmm. for the next 2 minutes and then restart from there. So I was just trying to keep my cool, which I did, and I wasn't going to let them score that game. So I was pretty excited. I wasn't really too I was a little nervous at the beginning of the game, but I wasn't by the end. So
yeah, absolutely. And let them score, you did not. And moving on to just kind of the bigger picture here with, you know, the standings right now, you guys second 14, 5-1, 29 conference point, just shy of Penn State's 32 conference points. They're 15-1-2. How important are these games going to be against Syracuse this weekend? Not only as, you know, a challenge for you guys, because Syracuse is a really good team, but also in terms of, you know, the conference standings and playoff positioning.
Right. It will be two important games. As our coach says, the next game is always the most important one. I think we're looking at finishing the season off on a good note and also just making sure we clinch that second place. I'm pretty sure we will, even if, you know, depending on how the weekend goes, I'm pretty sure we will still finish in second place. But I think we don't want to leave anything up for doubt and just make sure we finish the season off on a good note. But yeah, it will be huge to end up getting, you know, hopefully second place, and that will make sure we get a bye within playoffs next week for the first game. So it's important, and I think the girls are really excited, and hopefully we'll finish the season off on a good note.
In terms of USCHO rankings, you guys unranked but still receiving votes with six votes. Penn State's up at eighth, the only other CHA rep with 54 votes. In terms of men's hockey falls out of the top 20 these past couple of weeks. 16 conference or 16 USCHO votes in that one, and Robert Morris has dropped down in men's hockey to third in the AHA. Also on the news side of things, the Frozen Four could be coming to Pittsburgh in April for men's hockey. They could potentially host it. I'll bring up a question kind of relating to women's hockey, though. What kind of impact do you think that would have on the university from just a hockey awareness standpoint? I know you guys obviously had the Battle of the Berg tournament a couple seasons back, or just last season, actually. And that, you know, got you guys in the spotlight. What do you think this impact could have on not just men's hockey, if they potentially get the Frozen Four, but just hockey in Pittsburgh and Robert Morris in general?
I think it will have a huge impact. I think there's a lot of people that, especially across, you know, the United States and Canada, that are looking for more places and to, especially in women's hockey, you know, grow the game and spread the game. And I think highlighting other cities and states, especially like Pittsburgh, is really important. And just to get our name out there and for recruiting and other things, there's plenty of girls that I skate with in the summer and other girls on other teams I've talked to. And we've had teams like Minnesota, or when we had Wisconsin come play us in the Battle of the Berg tournament, they were all super excited to be in a new location and basically just playing somewhere different. And I think having the Frozen Four and just even us going up to Erie for women's hockey will be really special, just kind of, like I said, growing the game and seeing new areas for most teams.
Also on the news side real quick, Daniel Mezzanudo, former men's hockey alum, he won the Italian championship with the Alps League team Asagio, so congratulations to him. And also on the award side of thing, Molly Sindwald was the CHA goalie of the week. What was it like to get that recognition and that honor this past week?
It was really special. I definitely, I've told a couple people I wasn't expecting it, and they were kind of surprised because I had such a good weekend, but I don't know. I just really wasn't, you know, I was hoping for the best this weekend. I was really just going to go out there and play my best, and I wanted us to win. And that's, you know, I really just wanted the team to do well. And just to have so much success in, you know, my first couple, you know, games playing and starts, and especially just for senior night, I wasn't expecting all this special recognition. So it's definitely meant a lot to me and been very special to share with my team as well.
All right, well, we won't go any farther without getting and talking about your performance in those two games. I mean, you know, not only your first career start, but your first career shutout. What was it like to have all that, not just in any game, though? It was senior weekend on home ice, and, you know, what emotions were going through your head this past weekend?
Well, there was a lot of emotions this past weekend. What a lot of people don't know is that I actually was – in quarantine all the way up till Saturday morning. I was supposed to be out on Thursday, but we had a couple other things, and it was merely just precautionary, just contact tracing. So there was a good part of me that I didn't even know if I was gonna be able to play this last weekend. And so there was a lot of emotions just behind that, and let alone, you know, coming off not, you know, being able to practice and going right into a game. There was a lot going on, and I just really wanted to focus on having fun and being able to share it with, you know, especially the girls I've played the last 4 years with and I've worked so hard, and just to be able to just, you know, play a game and help the team and play a special role in helping us win just meant so much to me. And I don't know. It was really special to share, especially with, you know, my class, because they've seen, they know things haven't always been easy for me the last couple of years, and I've worked really hard to get to this point. And to be able to have so much success all in one weekend and have it on senior night was definitely something I'll never forget.
Yeah, you kind of answered my other question, or my next question. You said that, so you didn't know that you were going to start necessarily at the beginning of the season, or like leading up to the senior weekend. Did you know though that Colantino was probably going to go to you?
Yeah, we had talked about it for a while, and coming to senior weekend, especially being out of conference games, we were talking about making sure I got in the net. I was just, you know, hoping to play one of the games. I wasn't sure if I was going to play both or what the plan was. And like I said, I didn't even know if I was going to be out by Saturday. So, I was really happy that, you know, everything went well, and I'm very thankful for the athletic training staff that really worked with me and, really helped me kind of, you know, get through everything. And it was, like I said, it was all precautionary. I was just contact traced, but, yeah, it's definitely been interesting times this year with all the COVID protocols and stuff like that. And I think it's just taught us to always be ready and expect the unexpected. So it was nice to have everything work out, and it went better than I could have ever expected.
Yeah. So I was shooting camera for that game, right? I was down at ice level. I was doing a sideline camera, whatever you want to call it. And did you get the puck after the game? I'm assuming you did. You got the puck, right?
Yep.
Okay. One of the pucks went out of play, and you know, I have a collection of game pucks that I just use. So technically this puck right here is one of your shutout pucks. If you want this, I can more than happily give it to you. But like, I just now realized that I was looking at it. I'm like, wait a second, that was in the first game. So technically that's one of those pucks. Also along those same type of lines, I'm assuming you got, you know, your Justin Burrell photo and everything like that, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And then were your parents down in Pittsburgh during this time?
They were here for senior weekend to spend some time with me. And so it was nice to be able to come and see them after the game, and just for them to kind of be able to share that special moment with me. It meant a lot that they were able to be here for me, especially they know that it hasn't always been easy for me the last couple of years, and I've worked very hard for this moment. So.
After your two wins, when, you know, the puck or the clock hit, you know, 60 minutes, your teammates themselves were ecstatic. What kind of relationships do you have? And it seems like you're a very good girl in terms of your locker room presence and, you know, being supportive and those type of things. What kind of emotions were going through your head when, you know, in the second game, was it the second game or the first game where Michaela Boyle just mobbed you and almost took you out?
It was the first game.
Okay.
What it was kind the of first emotions? Game.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was so excited, and I knew that they were so excited for me. Like, it was really special to have all the girls, you know, even leading up to the games that weekend, reaching out to me and texting me and like saying they can't wait, you know, to finally see me play and let me have like my special moment. And especially for the first game, kind of like we've talked about, and people have seen that because it was, you know, even though the shots weren't very even, but it was such a close game, and that it was a little bit of a high stress situation, that I was able to perform well, and also, you know, get my first win and shutout, and that exceeded my expectations, and more than, you know, they were expecting too. But it's been really nice to have, you know, even sometimes when, you know, you might be nervous, or you know, I was very confident in myself this weekend, but, you know, sometimes you're not as confident in yourself. They've always been there to support me and basically encourage me. And, you know, after every single save I made that game too, even the second game, I could hear them, you know, screaming from the bench. And that just meant so much. And it helped with my confidence, and just to be able to, like, you know, embrace the girls at the end of the game. I couldn't help but get emotional, honestly, kind of getting off the ice, because, like I said, I really didn't know if this weekend was going to happen, and for it to work out as well as it did, I was just very overwhelmed. And to be able to have teammates like that means more than anything.
You know, going off those same type of lines, who would you consider to be some of your, you know, I guess, best friends on the team? And what has that dynamic been like, you know, these past 4 years, and with your senior class, and what do you think your senior class brings to this team?
Well, it's hard to pick. I feel like I'm really good friends with everybody on the team. Jel Diffindahl has definitely been my closest friend since day one. She's been there for the good times and the bad times. But also, I mean, Lexi, Emily Harley, and Emily Curlett have been there too. And it's been so nice to have we've been such a close class since we moved in. We've had so many fun memories from our freshman year till now. But I think us as a class have really, especially this year with all the COVID protocols, have just, I think, had an impact on the girls just to show them, you know what, like, no matter what happens, we're still going to have a good time. We're still going to support each other. There's going to be things that don't go our way that do go our way, but always to treat every practice and every opportunity with hard work and giving it your very best, but also having lots of fun at the same time. And we definitely do in practice and in the locker room. And I think that's really helped with all the uncertainty that's happened this year, is just having a good time with all the girls and staying positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you mentioned just the off-ice type things. How challenging has it been this year due to COVID to get that team bonding off the ice? Because, you know, that's very important, especially when you're trying to build a winning team with chemistry and things like that.
Right. It was definitely difficult at the beginning of the year. Luckily for us, we had a lot of returning girls. This last year, we only had three new freshmen this year. And so we already had a pretty tight group. And we took the freshmen under our wing real quick. But it was definitely hard the beginning of the year because we couldn't do as many stuff, especially even throughout the whole year, off ice or going out and doing fun things together. We didn't get to go do our concert or camping trip. So we definitely had to be creative with some of the things that we did. But it just meant that all the moments that we spent at the rink and in the weight room, especially since we had such a long preseason, that we were consistently there, we used a lot of those moments to just kind of bond and get together.
Now, I know this may be a little bit of a weird question, but how important are nicknames, especially when you're on the bench as a goalie, or just, you know, yelling as a goalie, you know, instead of saying Angelica Diffindahl, you can just say, Jel, get out of my way, you're screening me, right? How important are nicknames?
Nicknames are really important just because even since I've been a freshman, there's been so many double names on the team. We've had a couple Natalies, Emily's. Now this year we've got two Mollies. I've never had another Molly on my team, so it was kind of weird hearing Molly a couple times from other people and they're not talking to you. But they make it more fun too, and it's fun when you see each other yelling the nicknames. And yeah, it's definitely important when we're trying to talk to people across the ice. And when we have like the two Emilies, especially we got Emily Harley, Emily Curlett, we can't call them Emily when they're out there together.
All right. Yep, so exactly. The reason I bring that up is because I do some sort of a mini quiz in every episode that I try to get on. Usually I do like which of these players is the most likely to do blank. This week I'm going to do a little bit different. As a goalie, you know, you have to be very communicative with your teammates. So I'm going to name some players, and you're going to tell me what their nickname is. If they don't have one, you can just say pass. But I think I know for the most part some of them. Like, some are really obvious. And we'll start with Emily Curlett.
All right, Curly.
Okay. Lexi Templeman. Yep. Does she have one?
Lexi or Temps. Coach calls her Temps a lot. He likes to have last name nicknames a lot, so.
Jillian Thompson.
We call her G. I've always been one that always calls people by their first names a lot of times, but now that we've been here for so long, we just call her G. And that's really quick, especially like you said, talking on the ice.
Reagan Kirk.
Coach calls her Kirk. Some people will call her, I guess people don't call her Kirk as much, but we just call her Reagan or Ragu. That's one.
Molly Sinfold, what's your nickname?
I'm just Molly. I'm one of the few that hasn't had a nickname. I've been the only Molly, but Coach tried to give me the nickname Singer one time and it did not stick. So it's just been Molly.
Then Angelica Diffindahl.
She said a couple nicknames, but we still just call her Gel. No. We call her Gel Diff, Lick-a-Diff, Fifi, and what was any of the other Sticks? Britt Howard used to call her Sticks all the time, but we just call her Gel usually.
And then Paul Colantino, or any of the coaching staff?
Most of them don't have any nicknames. Ryan, I think some of them call him Rye Guy. Jen's Jen, or Coach K, I think some girls have called him. Logan, it's Logan. Paul, we just call him Coach, but some people, like when we're, you know, in the locker room or out, we'll call him Paulie C, but we just call him Coach.
And then is there any other glaring ones that I missed there?
No, I think you got the big ones. Some we'll call Harley sometimes too, just because we don't want to say Emily just to get them mixed up. Mm-hmm. And then the other Molly, because I'm Molly, we'll call her Pedro sometimes. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that sticks after I leave this year, since there'll only be one Molly. But
yeah. Speaking of you leaving this year and just this class, I mean, obviously senior weekend or senior day, whatever you want to call it. What was that, you know, experience like, and what do you think the legacy of this class will be with Templeman, the Emilys, you, and Gel?
It definitely, I think, like I mentioned to you before, about some of the things that we've brought as a class to the team. I think we will remember, the girls will remember us, as a group that always wanted to have fun and work hard and led by example. And I hope that we just remind the girls to, no matter what's going on at school or hockey, just to enjoy the moments while you're here and just to have fun and make the most of it. But yeah, it was definitely weird on senior night. Cause, as you can see, if anybody looks back at some of the class pictures we've had, we actually had to take a picture, before senior night as a group, because we've had so many people come and go within our class. So it was kind of bittersweet. I did miss some of the other girls we've had on the team in the past, but I just think it was special to stay, you know, have the group that we did have there, but also we definitely didn't forget about the other girls that have been in our class in the past, and kind of have things come to an end and come to a close full circle. But yeah, it's been a lot. It's been special to spend the last 4 years with this group of girls.
Yeah, and I ask this question to every senior that I've had on the pod, from Lexi to Curlette. You know, you guys, and I try to say this in the most polite way as possible, Gebhard and Marcuse were the last people on this team that had CHA title experience, that won a CHA championship. You guys have definitely got there. You got to the dance. A couple times in your career, mm-hmm. But how much would it mean to go out with a bang and get that experience, not just for you guys on your way out, but for the, you know, for the freshmen on this team and the underclassmen, and just to reboost that that experience of winning a CHA title?
I think it would be huge, and it would be, I can't even think of words just to, We've had so many, the last 3 years being in the championship game and just seeing the pure, just like sadness and look of defeat on everybody's faces, especially when, you know, a lot of those, we were supposed to win all last year. Technically we were in second place, but we were supposed to win all those championship games. And so it's definitely stung, and we know what we have to do in order to win. And I think if any class knows the sting and defeat more, it's been our class, since, like you said, we haven't been able to have that championship ring yet. So it would be so important to us, and that's still our goal. Even though, like we talked about, we're still probably looking at second place right now for the conference. But like I said, that's still our goal. We're definitely going to do our very best to accomplish it. And I think it would be so important just for other classes to come to ensure that we still have that winning culture on our team, and to make other classes know that this is the expectation, and hopefully we see a lot of other championships in RMU's future.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with Lexi Templeman, she specifically said she had not heard of Robert Morris, and then they won the CHA title the year before she came here, and that really, you know, kind of put RMU on a plateau, or on a platform. What have you seen in your 4 years here in terms of a development from the actual, you know, the club itself, the growth of women's hockey, the growth of Colonial culture, and, you know, the popularity that this team is starting to get more and more of?
I would have to agree with Lexi. I obviously knew about RMU because, you know, we were already coming in. But just to have, like, girls on my team, people on other teams, or old coaches I've had, when those guys made it to the NCAA tournament the year before we came here, it was huge. And there were so many people that were like, wow, like, you're going there. Like, they're going to be such a good program, and we're really excited for you. But I think, you know, just for recruiting-wise, I think there's more people that are looking at coming here. I think also, too, we've got just a great group of girls that want to win, and all the girls coming in, too, like we talked about, that winning culture, that people have goals that they want to accomplish and work towards while they're here, and also just great people all around, too. I think every single girl on our team has a great personality, is a good student-athlete, and like I said, just keeping that culture going is hopefully what keeps happening down the road.
Well, we wish you the best, especially this weekend against Syracuse. Those will be hard-fought games. Thankfully, they are home, so we'll get to cover them here on Colonial Sports Network. And just last question for you. Post-college, what are your plans in terms of life? What's your major?
I recently decided to do a double major. I'm both biomedical and mechanical engineering. So my goals after school is done is to get into the medical device industry. So I'm still currently looking for a job, but hopefully I will end up at one of the big medical device companies. And I'm planning on coming back home to Minnesota, hopefully to get a job there. There's a lot of opportunities there, and just to be closer to my family. But yeah, I also hope, you know, maybe to coach while I'm back home one day. I don't know if it'll happen this year or next year, but I still plan on being involved in hockey in some way as well.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we wish you the best in both that career field and also, you know, for the rest of this season as well. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on the big weekend that you just had, and hopefully we can continue keep it going here against Syracuse this weekend.
Of course. Well, thanks for having me on, Owen. I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. I'll see you this weekend from the sidelines. Maybe I'll catch another one of your pucks.
Sounds good.
All right.